Welcome back to the Empowering Minutes podcast, the compass for everything learning, leadership, coaching, and personal growth. I am your host, Dr. Maureen Kwende. I am a learning leader, educator, and executive leadership coach who's passionate about helping organizations develop their leaders to become leaders people want to work for. That's what we do in my company, EMK Learning Solutions. So do you want to connect with me on social media or send me an email at maureen@emklearningsolutions.com if you'd like me to work with the organization or just have a quick chat. So as you may have noticed, every month we have a theme. So this month's theme is that of organizational culture. So today's session, we're going to be talking about learning culture. So we're going to be talking about navigating the fascinating realm of learning cultures. We're going to delve into the heart of organizational culture, but focusing on the role of learning in driving innovation, growth, and success. Now, let's start by unraveling this essence of a learning culture. But what does learning culture actually mean? A learning culture is an environment where an organization encourages continuous learning, experimentation, knowledge sharing. It definitely promotes a mindset of continuous growth, prioritizing growth, and developing learning at all levels, fostering curiosity and adaptability. So the ATD, the Association of Talent Development, defines a learning culture as one in which employees continuously seek, share, and apply new knowledge and skills to improve individual and organizational performance. The importance of the pursuit and application of learning is expressed in organizational values, permeates all aspects of organizational life. So I love the keywords there that ATD defines the culture, right? You heard about organizational values, you heard about continuously seek, share, applying new knowledge, and you also heard about individual and organizational performance, you know, and this being a continuous pursuit is not a one and done thing. So that's what a learning culture in essence is about. So why do people even care about a learning culture? It has so many benefits, you know, a plethora of benefits for both individuals and organization. For example, a learning culture promotes employee engagement, retention, but by providing opportunities for skill development and career advancement, it also helps drive innovation and agility as employees are encouraged to experiment, take risks, and learn from their failures. Having a culture of learning is really a hallmark for high-performance organizations. So there is a correlation between learning culture and the performance of an organization. So it is key, you know, for an organization to perform, you know, exceptionally, learning culture has to be one of the drivers. So now that we know what a learning culture is, what the benefits are, some of the benefits, because I didn't list everything, you might be thinking, well, does my organization have a learning culture? Or you might be wanting to go work for an organization. I would say this, thinking about as an employee, if I was wanting to go work for an organization, I wouldn't want to work for an organization that does not have a learning culture. But if you don't know how to tell the signs, how would you even know if they have a learning culture? So let's talk about some of the signs of learning culture within an organization. So you can be able to vet them to know if it's a good fit or not, if that's a priority for you. Number one, indicator of a learning culture, do you know the values of the organization? Is learning clearly indicated as one of the values of the organization, right? So that is a clear sign. If they don't value learning, then learning culture wouldn't really be in the mix. They would have maybe some other culture, but learning culture would definitely not be something that is important to them. So you might want to rethink your strategy. You know, when it comes to learning culture, one sign is commitment to ongoing education and training programs. Organizations that invest in professional development opportunities signal a dedication to fostering a culture of learning. So when you look at that organization, would you say yes or no? Do they create opportunities for professional development, dedicated to fostering a culture of learning? If the answer is no, then they're not having a learning culture. Do they have open communication channels where feedback is valued, ideas are welcome? Those signify a culture that prioritizes continuous improvement. Do they have even any assessments to evaluate people's learning? We're going to talk about that in a few moments. My company, EMK Learning Solutions, that's what we usually work with many organizations to help them to help cultivate their learning culture. So we kind of like put together an assessment to determine if it even exists at all. What are the employees saying about the learning? What would they like to learn? What are their preferences? No, notice I didn't say styles. I'm talking about preferences. What are their preferences, right? So taking all of that into consideration, those are some things that we do with organizations to help them. And we definitely start with a pilot once we're wanting to start cultivating the culture and then test it and then before we can roll it all out. So you want to be able to think about the organization and just reevaluate, do they have a learning culture? Vet it with just some of those tips that I've shared. And then start thinking about, okay, how would you assess the culture? How can you evaluate or vet your culture, even beyond what I just shared, right? So look at what data that you can use to support to make an informed decision. So before you start saying, oh, learning culture, that means I want to create training programs, I want to create e-learning, I want to create micro-learning, AI tools, using AI to do all of that. No, you got to stop first. I want to encourage you to first look at the data. What does it say? And go from there. You want to take a look at the key metrics, right? Examine the key metrics, such as employee participation rates and learning initiatives. Look at those feedback surveys. Are they even completing the learning? Look at the availability of learning resources, how they're integrated with learning goals in their performance evaluations. So those metrics, would give you insight into the organization's commitment to fostering a culture of continuous learning. How about employee feedback? Are they even soliciting feedback at all? And what are they doing with that feedback? Gathering feedback directly from employees through surveys or focus groups, asking questions about the accessibility of learning outcomes. Are their managers supporting them, right? The organization's overall attitude towards learning. Does it provide, what does it say? Does it provide valuable insights into the current state of the culture, right? So those are some things you want to consider. Is lifelong learning visible across the organization, And so really look at conducting a learning wellness check and, interpret the data and share it with, the senior management, and so you guys can work together. So now, what are some strategies for creating a learning culture? I'll just let you know, first off, you need that data. You can't decide on your own that this is what a learning culture is going to be. You got to look at what research says, right? So do your own research, do organizational research by conducting a survey, pulling all that information. Right, so that's one thing to inform the learning culture, right? So then also you need to work with the senior leadership, like I just mentioned. You need to have buy-in. It's crucial for fostering the learning culture. So when the leaders prioritize and actively participate in the learning initiatives, it sets the stage. It sets a positive example for the rest of the organization. So with this day and time, research is telling us that most people want to learn through knowledge sharing. So, whatever the data is saying, Also, look at what they're saying in terms of knowledge sharing, because it's about leveraging ways to promote knowledge sharing. You know, now that we definitely see how cohort learning, it's really impactful in many organizations. So before you want to consider that, look at the research, and look at the feedback from them, right? And look for ways that whatsoever you're putting in place will promote knowledge sharing and collaboration among their employees. They learn from their peers. Other options include mentoring programs, peer-to-peer learning sessions, creating online forums for ways that people just don't have one way to learn. You incorporate the different modalities of learning, right? So that would create a collective a growth and development culture. Take time to do some benchmarking. What are the other organizations, similar organizations, doing that you can learn from them? What case studies do you have, that you can learn from them? Look at organizations like Amazon, Netflix, those ones that are very, they might be similar to your organization, that their values, they're very close to your own values, and see how you can leverage some of their data to help you to decide what would constitute your learning culture or not, and ways to bring in programs that your employees would be inclined to take. We all know about high attrition rate, where people, take courses and they never complete them. And so you got to be able to take all of that into consideration before you're putting anything in place. Gratitude is one thing that many people don't take into consideration, but it goes a long way. As you're putting together this learning culture thing, think about ways that you want to celebrate success, recognize, show gratitude in terms of their successes. Whether it's completing a training program, achieving a professional certification, going back to school, implementing a new skill on the job, acknowledging and rewarding learning environments definitely reinforces the importance of continuous learning. So those are some things that I would like to share today, and I'm curious, what do you have in mind when it comes to strategies for creating a learning culture? What can you add to this discussion? I want to encourage knowledge sharing and collaboration among employees, and you can use many platforms to do that. So as you make that decision, try to incorporate some of those as well. So that brings us to the end of this podcast. So as we conclude today's episode, I want you to remember that fostering a learning culture isn't just about acquiring new skills. It's about embracing a mindset of growth and adaptability, and it should be consistent across organization. It shouldn't just be the employees, the leaders doing something else. The leaders have to model it. So how are the leaders, the senior executives, how are they modeling their learning, right, for the employees to see and be able to learn from them? So by prioritizing continuous learning and development, transparency, collaboration, organizations can unlock their full potential and thrive in an ever-changing world. So I'd like to thank you once again for tuning in to the Empower Minutes podcast. If you found today's episode insightful, I'd like to encourage you to subscribe and to share with your network. Together, let's continue to cultivate learning cultures that thrive and drive innovation and success. Until next time, this is Dr. Maureen Quinlan.